You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Gary Borders joins us now to introduce us to another columnist in his neck of the woods. She's an institution in the life of Center Texas, or as she would call it, Center of the Universe.
Maddie Dillinger and I first met 30 years ago. I'd just begun running the San Augustine Rambler newspaper, a trial-by-fire plunge into country newspapering at the callow age of 26. Maddie was a writer and columnist for the Center paper, 18 miles up the road. In 1982, Maddie was a spry 71-year-old who would quickly let you know how the cow ate the cabbage, her clear blue eyes gazing out from oversized glasses. Maddie stood about 5 feet and probably didn't weigh 100 pounds, even after a fine Sunday dinner on the grounds. She clearly knew everybody in her native Shelby County and more than half in neighboring St. Augustine. We got along fine in the 5 years I stayed in St. Augustine. The year after I left, Maddie got crossways with the Center paper and walked down the street to start a radio call-in show on the local radio station called Maddie's Party Line. The show quickly became popular far beyond its limited reach on the airwaves. Local folks called in to talk about whatever struck their fancy. Politics generally were off limits, though Maddie allowed Ann Richards to come on and play her ukulele when she was running for governor. Maddie holds strong opinions. She once wrote a letter to Willie Nelson saying she couldn't stand his music. I never figured out why, but that's Maddie. The red-headed stranger wrote back and said he was going to come to Center to change her mind. Willie kept his word, and they've been friends since. Willie even put on a concert in Center for her. If you go to his website, you'll find a page devoted to Maddie. I called Maddie a few weeks ago to catch up. She apologized for not hearing as well as she used to. "You know I'm 101 now," she said. I promised to speak louder. Maddie still lives by herself, and though she has to stay on oxygen all the time and can't talk long because it makes her short of breath, her mind is sharp and spirit strong. Heck, she's still working. She had to give up the radio show, but she's back at the newspaper, writing a weekly column, again called Maddie's Party Line. Maddie still draws a paycheck at 101. Now that's something. For her 101st birthday, Willie sent Maddie a copy of his latest book, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die, a couple of cassettes, and 2 packages of Hawaiian coffee. "We're pretty close," she said. "He says he's coming to see me soon." Maddie and I agreed to exchange copies of columns. Her packet arrived a few days later in an envelope with 3 Liberty Forever stamps as postage and ink stamped "In God We Trust." Even at 101, her cursive handwriting is neater than mine. She sent a letter on blue tablet paper to explain that she writes her column by hand. Her daughter Dixie then types it on a computer and prints out a copy. Maddie proofs it before Dixie emails it to the paper. Besides obituaries, I figure Maddie's column is the most popular piece in the paper. She starts with the week's birthdays in Shelby County, then delves into historical tidbits, such as killing chickens in the backyard before you could easily buy frozen chickens in the supermarket. In the issue that came out the week of Veterans Day, Maddie recalled being a young child when the inaugural November 11th armistice arrived in 1918 at the end of what then was called the Great War. She wrote, "I don't recall much about it, only the church bells were ringing, the sawmill and planer whistled, the ice plants blew their loud whistles, and continued for a long time, and people were shouting with happiness." She also sent along her business card, "Maddie Dillinger, serving Shelby County and celebrating 100 years, Center, Texas." On the back she wrote, "God bless you." And God bless you, Maddie.